curiously mixed character, but that should help us. And instead of a colourless, uneventful case, which is hopeless.
I don't quite follow you. What effects do you mean?
Consider the data, Watson. Mm. Sir Robert no longer visits his invalid sister. He gives away her favourite dog to the innkeeper. Her dog, Watson. Does that suggest nothing to you?
Nothing but a brother's spite.
Well, it might be so. Or, well, there is an alternative.
What alternative?
Let's continue our review of the situation from the time that the quarrel began.
We don't know that there was a quarrel.
Well, for the sake of argument, I suppose that there was. The lady keeps to her room, alters her habits, is not seen save when she drives out in her carriage, refuses to stop at the stables to greet her favourite horse, and apparently takes to drink. Yes, that covers the case, does it not?
Save for the business in the crypt.
Well, that's another line of thought. There are two, and I beg you, do not entangle them.
No.
Line A, which concerns Lady Beatrice, has a vaguely sinister flavour, has it not?
I can make nothing of it.
Can you not? Well, then, let us take up line B, which concerns Sir Robert. Now, he's determined to win the Derby. He's in the hands of the moneylenders and may at any moment be sold up and his racing stable seized by his creditors. He's a daring and desperate man. He derives all his income from his sister. His sister's maid is his willing tool. Huh? So far we seem to be on fairly secure ground, do we not?
But the crypt.
Ah, yes, the crypt. Let us suppose it's merely a scandalous supposition, a hypothesis put forward for argument's sake, that Sir Robert has done away with his sister.
But, my dear Holmes, that is out of the question.
Very possibly, Watson.
Sir Robert is a man of honourable stock.
But you do occasionally find a carrion crow among the eagles. Let's for a moment argue upon this supposition. He couldn't fly the country until he'd realised his fortune, and that fortune could only be realised by winning the Derby with Shuscombe Prince. Therefore, he still has to stand his ground.
But how does he do that?
Well, to begin with, he'd have to dispose of the body of his victim, and he'd also have to find a substitute who would impersonate her. And with the maid as his confidant, that would not be impossible. His sister's body might be conveyed to the crypt, which is a place of evil reputation and seldom visited, and it might be secretly destroyed at night in the furnace, leaving behind it such evidence as we've already seen. Hmm? What do you say to that, Watson?
Well, it is all possible, I suppose, if you grant the original monstrous supposition.
I think that there's a small experiment we may try tomorrow. Might throw some light on the matter. Well, first of all, we need some good reason why we cannot go fishing. Something we've forgotten that could rule out the whole day.
We could have forgotten our spoon bait, perhaps.
A spoon bait capital. And I think that I'll propose to Mr. Josiah Barnes that we take his highly bred black spaniel for a walk in the direction of Shoscombe Old Park. I can't say I care very much for the heraldic griffins on the gate.
Ah, too ostentatious by half.
We may trust the bookboy at the inn. It's by this gate that Lady Beatrice takes her midday drive in her open barouche.
It's nearly 12 now.
The carriage will have to slow down while the gates are opened. When it comes through and before it gathers speed again, I want you, Watson, to stop the coachman with some question or other.
I think that might be arranged. Ah, that must be them now. What will you be doing?
Never mind about me. I'll stand behind this holly bush with the dog. See what I can see.
Very well.
Ah, here they are. Lady Beatrice, smothered in shawls with a veil over her face, and a girl who looks no better than she should be by her side, the maid, I presume. The man's coming out to open the gates. Off you go, Watson.
Good day, your ladyship. I say, coachman, I say, can you tell me if Sir Robert is at Shoscombe Old Place?
Gently now, boy, gently. Now then, go. Go, Jim, sir.
Get away. Get it away. Get it off me. Drive on, man. Drive on. Come here, boy. Come here.
Good boy. You thought it was your mistress, didn't you? Turned out to be a stranger, didn't it?
Well, then, are you satisfied?
Dogs don't make mistakes.
But it was a man's voice.
Exactly, Watson. We've added one car to our hands, but it needs careful playing all the same.
So, how should we proceed?
Now, first, we shall take this highly perceptive creature back to the Green Dragon, and then we shall miraculously discover that we've brought our bait after all.
But why should we want to do that?
Because I've arranged to meet our good friend Mr. Mason by the millstream.
No. If you throw your line like that,